Picture Perfect is made possible through support of Joseph Rice and Rice Insurance Agency, protecting businesses, autos, and homes for over 53 years. More information is available at riceagency.com. Welcome to Picture Perfect, an hour of music from the movies. I'm Ross Amaco, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, the focus is on dystopias. Dystopia, a familiar concept in science fiction, the polar opposite of utopia. Characteristics of a dystopian society may include totalitarian government, corporate control, science or technology gone awry, overpopulation, pollution, and/or post-nuclear or environmental disaster. And generally, it's all man's fault. Though it's certainly a bleak starting point, not all the stories are hopeless. We'll sample from scores over the next hour to a variety of films, everything from a Pixar animated feature to one of the great silent classics. Let's begin with Fahrenheit 451, based on the Ray Bradbury novel, in which the state sanctions book burning as a means to control the masses. The title refers to the alleged temperature at which a book will ignite. François Truffaut directed the 1966 film, which starred Oscar Werner and Julie Christie. The composer was Bernard Herrmann. Here's music from Fahrenheit 451. Music from the 1966 film Fahrenheit 451. The score was by Bernard Herrmann, and we've heard the composer conducting the National Philharmonic Orchestra. The first of our films with a dystopian setting, the next is a 2008 feature from Pixar Animation Studios called WALL-E. WALL-E is a robot left behind to clean up a long-abandoned, waste-clogged planet Earth. He falls in love with another robot and pursues her into outer space, with fate-changing consequences. The music was by Thomas Newman. Here are selections from WALL-E. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music from the 2008 film WALL-E. The composer was Thomas Newman, one of Pixar's finely crafted entertainments. This one with a serious subtext about rampant consumerism and the Earth made uninhabitable for centuries by the sheer volume of waste. It's perfectly natural to have an unpleasant reaction to dystopian films. Dystopias are not pleasant places to visit. But Steven Spielberg's AI, artificial intelligence, was a little more unpleasant than most. AI grew out of an incomplete project of Stanley Kubrick. Based on Brian Aldiss' short story, Super Toys Last All Summer Long, the film starred Haley Joel Osment as a childlike android programmed to love, who is rejected by his adopted family. A brace of blood sport, a trip to a debauched city, and human extinction ensue. A great time is had by all. Also, the film doesn't know when to end. That said, John Williams gives it his usual best. Here is some of his music to AI. Music from the 2001 film AI, Artificial Intelligence. A film I'd rather forget, though this selection from John Williams' score is admittedly gorgeous. That was Barbara Bonney on the soundtrack, by the way. It's an hour of dystopias this week, bleak glimpses of the future, society turned upside down, usually through some kind of human frailty or short-sightedness. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music for the movies. Next, we travel back to 1927 and one of the landmarks of silent cinema, Fritz Lang's Metropolis, a dystopian, though eerily prescient view of a world divided between the haves and have-nots. Once seen, the subterranean hell of the workers' hive is not soon to be forgotten. So much of the film continues to resonate, its iconography shamelessly recycled. Yet Metropolis was known for decades only in truncated form. A near-complete print of the film was uncovered in Argentina in 2008, and though it required considerable restoration, we now have Metropolis in a form very close to that which its director intended. One of the side benefits has been the reconstitution of the original 1927 score by Gottfried Huppertz. Here are selections from a 2011 release on the Capriccio label of music from Metropolis. The Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra is conducted by Frank Strobel. Music from the 1927 silent classic Metropolis. The original score by Gottfried Huppertz. The Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Frank Strobel. From a complete recording of the work issued in 2011 on the Capriccio label. It's interesting to find, Huppertz's music already adheres to the Straussian model of Golden Age film scores, with leitmotifs representing certain characters and ideas. It's a concept we generally associate with Max Steiner and Erich Wolfgang Korngold, and which has had an enormous influence on film composers down through the decades, up through and including John Williams. Huppertz composed only a handful of scores. He died of a heart attack in 1937 at the age of 49. And with that music from Fritz Lang's Metropolis, we come to the conclusion of this week's program. an hour of films set in dystopian societies. At least Metropolis ends on a hopeful note. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.